Now, last night, the National Concert Hall hosted a tribute to Seamus Heaney as part of the One City, One Book Festival. Sophie Gorman, arts editor with the Irish Independent, was there. Sophie, give us the flavour of it.
Well, this was very much an Irish celebration of one of our own. There have been tributes paid to Seamus all over the world since he died at the end of August last year. And there was a hesitation or a pause before we marked it in Ireland. I think people wanted to give it some time to breathe and to settle and to not rush in and to do something that was wrong and to find the most fitting way. So fittingly, it was on World Book Day yesterday, which was UNESCO World Book Day. And it was a coming together of Poetry Ireland and Dublin City Council. And I think it was spearheaded by Maureen Kennelly, who's the director of Poetry Ireland.
Yes, she was here yesterday telling us about it.
Yes, and she was in with one of the performers, one of the younger performers on the night, Niall O'Hanagan from Letterkenny. And essentially, I suppose I suspected it was going to be a lot of poets reading poems by Seamus Heaney, but actually it was very much capturing the spirit of Seamus. It was very big in scale, but also very small and very intimate. In the front row in the balcony, we had Seamus's family, his wife Mary and his three children, Mick, Christopher and Catherine Ann. And it was very much a sense that very many people on the stage and in the audience, they were his friends, they were his family, they were people who knew him and who loved his poetry. And as much as it was a celebration of the poems of Seamus Heaney, it was very much a celebration and a marking of the loss of the man, Seamus Heaney.
Now, I suppose the biggest international name was that of Paul Simon. Now, let's hear just an extract of his performance. So that's Paul Simon with Martin Hayes there, was it on
Martin Hayes, the violinist, the fiddler, was there with him. And what Paul Simon had done, which was quite interesting, was he'd taken three poems, or two poems by Seamus Heaney and also a haiku by Seamus Heaney that he made into the chorus of this particular song that he'd created for the event. And Paul Simon was there also earlier in the day to launch a tapestry in Dublin Airport. So that was one. And music was very essential. And in some ways, music was almost the highlight of this. And we had incredible poems read, but we had incredible performances too. And Seamus and Mary had music was very much part of their lives. We had an early performance in last night's show by Paul Brady. He performed Arthur McBride, and he reminisced how in the 70s he and Seamus and Donal Lunny and all these guys would gather in a house in Percy Place, and they would just play music and create songs and I suppose jam, and he played one of the songs from that time. And the very opening of the show was by Liam O'Flynn, who had an incredibly long relationship with Seamus, where he would tour the world. They had a double act called The Poet and the Piper, there was very much a sense of Seamus in that. But it was in a very nice touch. It was introduced, the event was emceed by John Kelly from here in RTE, and John Kelly also toured, I think, introducing The Poet and the Piper wherever it went. And he would enjoy being John Kelly and his wry sense of humour. He always had a little joke at the beginning of every performance of The Poet and the Piper, where he would walk out on stage and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, for one night only, Liam O'Flynn will read his poems and Seamus Heaney will play pipes," which obviously never happened. But it was very much a sense of these were people who everyone on stage had that sense of Seamus Heaney.
Now, another one of the highlights, I gather, was Lisa Hannigan performing Sliabh Gallion's Bray.
As I went walking one morning in May to view yon fair valley and mountains so gay, I was thinking on those flowers all doomed to decay as they bloomed around ye bonny, bonny Sliabh Gallion braids. How oft in the morning with my dog and my gun, I like to go roaming for joy and for fun. But those days, they are all over, and I am far away. So farewell unto ye, bonny, bonny Sliabh Gallion braids. How oft of an evening and the sun in the west, I walked hand in hand with the one I loved best. But hopes of youth are banished, and I can no longer stay. So farewell unto ye, bonnie, bonnie, sleeve gallant braes. 'Tis not for the want of employment at all that caused all the sons of old Ireland to but those tyrannizing landlords, they would not let us stay. So farewell unto ye, bonnie, bonnie, sleeve gallant braes.
And that's sadly. Lisa Hannigan, I was going to ask you what kind of a reception did it get, but it's pretty obvious
It was
Sophie.
Absolutely spine-tingling. Lisa Hannigan's voice, as you can hear there, I mean, I don't know how often you've ever been at a concert and people just stopped breathing when she sang. And actually, she sang later in a trio with the fiddler, Zoe Conway, and John McIntyre. They sang a cappella the song Anna Horish, and equally that time, It was one of those moments that it was otherworldly is the only way to describe it. So and this actually was very true to Seamus, because in the way that Seamus celebrated other people's talents all the time, this was a celebration of talent and Irish talent, and we certainly shone last night.
How did the president do?
Well, the president, being a poet, is quite familiar with these kind of formalities. And he read, this tied in with Amnesty and Amnesty International. He read the poem that Seamus wrote for Amnesty International from Republic of Conscience. And he did well. He got all the words correctly.
I get a sense listening to you that Paul Simon was... He was there, okay. He was a big name, but you know, he wasn't by any means the big highlighter.
He didn't steal the show. I mean, in terms of the reading of the poems, I think the rock star poet on the night there was probably Paul Muldoon, who just he's got that thing that Seamus had. He is poems. He brings them to life in a way. He's so charismatic, but it's more than that. The words, he brings you into the words. And also, actually, Niall O'Hanlon, the 15-year-old you had on the show yesterday, he didn't just read Midterm Break. He brought it entirely to life and gave it that sense of... I mean, he was so natural. It was quite extraordinary.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have him back.
I think we'll all be seeing a lot more of him. And then there was moments when Donal Lunny and Zoe Conway on the violin... She brought it. They had you dancing in their seats. So that was, I mean, it was wonderful. But the real star, obviously, of the show had to be Seamus himself. And we started with a poem read by Seamus, The Given Note, and we ended with two poems read by him, The Blackbird of Glanmore and Postscript. And
we can hear as well from Peter Fallon, our poet and publisher, reading from At the Wellhead by Seamus Heaney.
Your songs, when you sing them with your two eyes closed, as you always do, are like a local road we've known every turn of in the past. That midge-veiled, high-hedged side road where you stood looking and listening until a car would come and go and leave you lonelier than you had been to begin with.
Peter Fallon there reading from At the Wellhead. Peter Fallon, of course, Seamus's Irish publisher and a close friend. And the really good news is that you can hear that concert in full on RTE Radio 1 this Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.